RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
So, every program, once a week, we have a Wizard of Eyes program where you ask the wizard. Well, you don't exactly ask me, but I sort of accumulate interesting articles or emails or patient experiences. What was representative of those kind of ideas came out last Wednesday when the Institute for Highway Safety released a very new study looking at the quality of car headlights. And you would take a very dim view of what their findings were. For of the 31 mid-sized cars, only one registered a good. Only the Prius registered a good headlights. No one was excellent. Why don't I run down what the headlight recommendations or categorizations were? After good was acceptable, the Audi A3, the Honda Accord, Infiniti Q50, Lexus ES, Lexus IS, Mazda 6, Nissan Maxima, Subaru Outback, Volkswagen CC, Volkswagen Jetta, and Volvo S60. Now, those were acceptable. Marginal, and they're being very polite, was Acura TLX, Audi A4, BMW 2 Series, BMW 3 Series, Chrysler 200, Ford Fusion, Lincoln MKZ, Subaru Legacy, Toyota Camry. Now we're getting to poor. Buick Verano, Cadillac ATS, Chevy Malibu Limited, Hyundai Sonata, Kia Optima, Mercedes-Benz C-Class, Mercedes-Benz CLA, Nissan Altima, and Volkswagen Passat. So what that means is we're talking about vehicles that cannot see well enough down the road in order to be able to stop in time. So basically, the insurance industry, through this institute, was looking at crash avoidance ratings. And headlights were part of the rating, as were brakes, obviously. And only one, the Prius 5, had available headlight system that earned a good rating. That's a little bit scary. And you think you have a good car and it looks good to you, but if you're having trouble seeing behind the wheel at night, it could very well be your headlights and not your eyes. So the ability to see the road ahead, along with any pedestrians, bicyclists, obstacles, is obvious essential for drivers. And the government standards had been dropped in 1973 when it was 3,000 candlelights. That's why there's so much glare. And when you think that we need headlight improvement, it does not necessarily mean that we need more brightness and halogen shining into the lights of oncoming vehicles. We certainly have enough advances in headlight technology and other technology to do things better. And part of it is going to be is LED lamps, curve adaptive headlights, which swivel according to steering input, and little things like that. So obviously we need new tests. We need to examine the cars we are buying, and we probably have to put on the brakes a little sooner because of that. I thought I'd look at something else a little interesting. And what are the vision of birds? Since we do talk about vision on this show, vision is the most important sense for birds, since good eyesight is essential for flight, good eyesight's essential for staying alive, and for finding prey if you're a bird of prey. It turns out their acuity is superior to other vertebrate groups. A pigeon has been described as having two eyes with wings. There's so much brain power being devoted to what comes in through the eyes. The avian eye resembles that of a reptile with ciliary muscles that can change the shape of the lens rapidly, meaning that it can focus, and to a greater extent than other mammals. Birds have the largest eyes relative to the size of their brain in the animal kingdom. And movement is consequently limited because of the bony socket. You know, you have a choice of having your eyes mounted on the side like a horse or a lizard to see around you, but you do not get depth perception like a bird needs in terms of finding foods or building a nest. The eye's internal anatomy is similar to that of other vertebrates, and it has some particular items. But unlike humans, but like fish, amphibians, and reptiles, they have four types of color receptors. So obviously color is very important. They have proportionally more light receptors in the retina than mammals, and more connections between those photoreceptors in the retina and the brain. So they have a much richer, like high-def TV kind of view of the world. And some have specific modifications to their vision system, and that, of course, is linked to their way of life. Birds of prey have a high intensity and high density of receptors that maximize their visual acuity. The eagle has four central areas of vision, four macula, that makes him so acute or her so acute to see a mile away. The placement of their eyes gives them excellent binocular vision, enabling them accurate judgment of distance. Nocturnal species like the owl have tubular eyes. Now, they have low numbers of the color receptors, but they have a huge density of the rods. The rods are the night and day receptor, which functions in poor light. Terns, gulls, albatrosses, and almost all seabirds have red or yellow oil droplets in their color receptor because it improves their vision, especially in hazy conditions. Now, all of this is a little different than our friend the cat. The cats have supersensitive vision too, and have a layer behind the retina called the tapetum. So it reflects the light backwards, giving them sort of a second crack at seeing the image. And they are so light sensitive, they have to have slit eyes, meaning that when the bright light hits them, their eye goes into this little slit to limit the glare. They are extremely sensitive and excellent acuity and view forward. The cat, at least the domesticated cat, is the only animal that ever wanted to be domesticated. It chose to be domesticated. It made a deal with Moroccan and other Mediterranean fishermen at least 4,000 years ago. You give us fish food and we'll get rid of your vermin. And therefore, wherever there's lots of cats, you never had the plague throughout history. The elimination of typhus and other kinds of infectious diseases because of the presence of cats. Their vision, of course, was binocular. They are hunters. They are obligate carnivores like you and I. They can't get vitamins by making it from basic foods like plants, so they have to eat animal tissue in order to get the nutrients that they don't make. So we see the cats of all families having this aspect. And on a lighter but good news is it's the first year that wild tigers, China, Nepal, Siberia, and India have actually increased in number. And there's an effort, of course, to watch out for shrinking habitat for all these cats. So eyes are important to you and me. Eyes are important to the animal kingdom. They're all diversified. We need nutrition. We don't get it all from our plants. That's why I created iComplex CS, iComplexCS.com, to give you better, fuller nutrition without too much of any one supplement. So it's important to see well and be well. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Or visit my website at eyeadvisory.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring about your vision, and stay well.